My brothers and sisters in Christ, today is a feast day of St. Thomas More, St. John Fisher, English martyrs. I want to thank especially Father Daniel for joining us from Denver. He's here for a baptism today. Glad to see that our Saturday morning attendance is going up. The bishop will be very happy about that at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. I hope to see you all tomorrow for our Corpus Christi procession. We have one at 11:30. Our bishop is going to be leading a procession around the cathedral, so you're all invited to come to that as well. As we think about the martyrs and what they did, they were simply imitating our Lord in his love for us. Remember that I loved you first. Jesus says to the apostles, when you're persecuted, remember the world will persecute you, but it has persecuted me first. And so the martyrs are really looking, as we do at every Mass, at the crucifix. They're looking at Jesus suffering, dying for love of those who are sinners. This is exactly what St. John Fisher did. This is exactly what St. Thomas More did. They were in love with Christ and actually in love with his people and the church as they gave their lives. And who are they standing with? They're standing with the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the Queen of Martyrs. We call her the Queen of Martyrs. She stands at the foot of the cross and suffers perfectly with her Son, consenting to his will and what he wants. And so how good it is for us, if we truly want to be martyrs and truly be witnesses to the faith, how good it is for us to pray with the Blessed Virgin Mary and to look upon the face of Christ in the midst of his sufferings. This is the greatest witness of all, because we know that his sufferings forgive our sins, and we know that after his death, our Lord rises from the dead. He knows how to lead us through these most difficult moments. And so we ask for the intercession of St. Thomas More, John Fisher, and the Queen of Martyrs, the Blessed Virgin Mary. We pray our rosary with her, and we look upon the face of Christ, and it is Jesus himself who comes to us in this Holy Mass, who we are looking to feed us in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts now to receive him.